95.3 The Bull, that is Shane Proffitt. I'm Steve Summers.
And I'm Ryan Sartori.
Along with Ryan Sartori. And we also have Karen, Donald, and Bowser in the studio this morning. Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Well, I got to say, this is the first for me. Bowser is a turtle.
Look at that.
A turtle.
A turtle.
I have no idea. I've never seen anything this big before in my life. Wow. What is Bowser then?
Bowser is a Calcutta tortoise who is 30 years old.
Wow.
We've had him for 20. He came to us, thank goodness, a lady knew she could not care for him, and he required lots and lots of attention, and now he's with us permanently, teaching kids all about tortoises, and we work in turtles and everything.
And he's chomping at the bit to take a bite out of your finger, Ryan. Look at that.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a tortoise that big before?
I've not. Not in person, at least. At least not this close.
No, that's
Bowser
for sure.
Bowser is he's a large individual. But you guys were saying that he was mistreated for the first 10 years of his life.
He was. People had him, passed him around, didn't know how to take care of him. They require a very special diet along with calcium. It's very easy for them to get ill. When they get ill, you can only give them shots. It's really different. They don't make, quote, good pets if you're going for the long haul.
No, I don't think.
Is he making noise?
He's grunting.
Turtles make
noise. I never knew they could grunt.
Make noise?
That's the only noise he makes.
He just grunts?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't know that they could make noise. So, okay. So let's backtrack. What are you guys here for?
Are you just bringing in a tortoise?
We just like to hang out, okay? And then we get passed around room to room.
And then people call him a turtle instead of a tortoise. We're being abused here.
Yeah. Well, we actually came because of our ice cream socials.
Ooh.
And it's coming up this Thursday. And actually, this year, we're super excited. Everybody's always asking, when can we come see the animals? When can we tour your facility? Okay. And so we were like, you know what? This year, let's do ice cream socials every other Thursday. So every other Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m., it's free self-guided tours, free ice cream. We do a featured item. Last time it was free Rip Your Floats. This time it's free Brownie Sundays. So we do a different featured Sunday ice cream item every time. When you come out, you're going to see bald eagles, hawks, owls, foxes, pelicans.
Tortoises.
ducks, geese. Our greenhouse is going nuts right now. People always say, how do you afford feeding all these animals? And you know, actually, it's a lot of labor because we grow the majority of our lettuce. So when you come out to our flower beds, we have a one flower bed that's longer than this room, and it's literally just loaded with lettuce and spinach. And every other day, we have a section that we pick, and then that grows back, and this grows back. So it's cool to come out and see the operation, because it's more than just caring for the animals. You know, it's giving back to the environment on the property, growing our own foods. So it's a really cool opportunity to come out and see the 20 acres and what's happening.
So is Bowser trying to get away? It looks like he's running, trying to get away from all of us.
Here's what people forget.
You got to turn that microphone down.
Oh, sorry. When you get a turtle or a tortoise, they do three things.
Okay.
They walk, which is what he's doing. If they were in the Sahara Desert, which is where he's from, that's all he would do all day. He would walk, he would find things to eat, and then he would pee and poop.
And sounds like our life.
Yeah. And so you can't contain them in a little glass aquarium. He's got a 10 by 10 room. He's got other areas. He goes for walks out every day because he likes to eat some of the weeds and stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah, they require a lot of room.
I did not know that. See, I'm learning stuff
here
today.
And a lot of people don't. That's one of the things that we talk about.
So where is Who Haven located if I want to come to the ice cream social this upcoming Thursday?
Sure. So we all know what the Google machine is. So it's super simple to Google Who Haven, and it brings you right to our doorstep. But it's 10823 Cleveland Road in Durand. It's, if you take Rockton out on 75, you're going to run right into our road. It's right outside of Harrison, Illinois, right there. So it's only 15, 20 minutes from Rockford, depending on where you're at.
So you're rubbing his shell, and he likes that. He stopped moving. He just kind of he can actually feel through the shell?
He does. That's one of the things we teach the kids. When you see a turtle, if you're out fishing or whatever, or if you know somebody who has a tortoise, please do not ever go up and knock on them. If you see someone doing that, feel free to say, would you like me to knock on your head? That is the same thing. All their nerve endings are up here, and he feels everything you do.
So I never knew that. Yep. I'm learning.
That's why we're here, to teach you. And that's why we're in Rockford, you know, for over 30 years, 35 years, 36 years. You know, we're here to educate people and teach them because there's so many things that people don't know. And people that even visit Hoo Haven every other week or once a month, they always learn something new. There's always things to learn.
Wow, this is just an awesome experience. Thank you so much for bringing in Bowser. It was nice meeting you, sir. Is it a man?
The whole time. You know,
The
whole time that he's doing his walking, he just is staring at me. I feel like he's got a vendetta. Yeah. I'm not sure.
He's hoping you had a carrot. Or
yeah,
a fresh
he's looking
lettuce.
At your beard, thinking,
"Look at me. I don't have a carrot nor a lettuce."
Well, thank you guys for coming in and check out the Ice Cream Social again this Thursday. What time does it start?
5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's right on our Facebook page as well. Just Google HOO Haven and we pop right up.
Very cool. Thank you, Dental. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Bowser, for popping in with 95.3 The Bull.